In 2011, BASF opened its environmental education classroom and wildlife habitat at the site of the company's former manufacturing facility in Rensselaer to the public. I recently toured the site. On Riverside Avenue, near where motorists exit off the Dunn Memorial Bridge into downtown Rensselaer, there is a thriving 90-acre plot along the Hudson River that boasts a 10-acre wildlife habitat. BASF says it has invested more than $20 million into the environmental reclamation and cleanup of the property, which had seen industrial use for 100 years. The BASF Environmental Education Center serves as a living classroom for local schools and community groups.
You're in the Rensselaer Education Center that was built by BASF as a commitment to the community to bring school kids here, teach them about chemistry, about biology, basically STEM education work. We've had over 900 kids this year come to the facility, and we've been doing this now for the better part of 10 years.
Doug Reed Green is a remediation expert assigned to the site, reclaimed from the BASF Industrial Dyestuffs production facility, which was shuttered in 2000.
We are in the middle of finishing a project to remediate our part of the Hudson River. By the end of the year, we will have removed the contaminants from the sediment in the river that were related to the site. And then we will be building ecology in the river and on the riverbanks that will make it look like it operated before the manufacturing site was here. So the river and the land will be connected again.
John Blyler is a biologist with an environmental consulting group monitoring the site.
There's a legacy of contamination in the Hudson River immediately adjacent to the site across about 5 acres of the Hudson River. And we're working closely with BASF and the New York State DEC to remove contamination from that portion of the river, install an ecological cover system, and as Doug mentioned, ultimately provide ecological continuity between the river and the upland adjacent to it.
Blyler describes the 3-year program that began with 2 years of dredging.
Removing about 40,000 cubic yards of sediment from the river, backfilling with clean material, all along the way conducting extensive monitoring of air, noise, vibration, and particularly the water to make sure that there's no turbidity or sediment leaving the site. It's done behind a double silt curtain to provide additional protection. And we even have real-time monitoring buoys that are collecting data 24 hours, 7 days a week, with automated systems run by solar arrays and modeming the data back to people so that you could be sitting in Boston or in California and review the water quality data real time.
Phase two of the dredging begins this month. The site's wildlife habitat is an ecologically enhanced area Reed Green says promotes growth of indigenous plants to provide foraging and nesting areas for a wide variety of animals, a way station for migratory birds, and a freshwater wetland area to provide a habitat for aquatic species, amphibians, and reptiles.
We're at over 100 different bird species. We've seen 5 different kinds of snakes. We've had 3 different kinds of turtles. There's been a bear. We've had fox and kits here. We've seen a coyote. So it's been used by a wide variety of different animals.
Yet the refuge sits atop an industrial landfill, capped by a layer of crushed stone and various types of soil with a barrier to prevent burrowing critters from reaching the waste below. Bob Nelson is a communications manager for BASF.
We're very proud of the work that's been done out here over the years, and we're always looking for opportunities to further expand educational opportunities. So if anybody is interested in looking at an ecological wonder here, we'd welcome them to come take a look and see if there's any programs they'd be interested. So community groups, educational institutions, schools, or field trips, just please get in touch with us. We'd be happy to coordinate visits and things to the habitat area.
There's more at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.